Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoyeth the Spirit.
Feel like singing because it turns me on, but I'll just concentrate. All right?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful. Thank you for the things you are beginning to open to us in this time you have called us into. Lord, we ask that you give us the experience that will last forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord, because every heart that is gathered unto you today, you will influence in your power. For you are the one that works in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Our competence is not of ourselves, but of you who have made us able ministers of the new covenant. Not of the letters, but of the spirit. For the letter killeth, the spirit gives life. Give us the spirit, the power of your word. Lord, give us the life therein. And we shall be grateful, for we have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Please make welcome somebody to your right and left again. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I want to thank God for yet another opportunity to bring us the word of the Lord. And especially, I want to appreciate Egbon that spoke before me. Because some of those things I wish and I believe that the Spirit of the Lord will expand in your heart. Because if we get these things most accurately, then we are free. Truth is the only arena for freedom. That's the only arena. It's not knowledge. All right? It's not knowledge. And I say this always, that your ability to decipher to an extent does not bring you freedom. Your cerebral capacity to acquire information does not bring freedom. All right? I was with my doctor, who is an oncologist. Oncologists are people who deal with cancer. And he's a chain smoker. You hear what I'm saying? Have you seen people like that before? He smokes a lot. He's an oncologist. He has information, but he doesn't have freedom. He has knowledge, he doesn't have truth. You can be aware, but if you do not... See, truth is the end of knowledge. To them that believe in him, he said to them, if you continue in my word, John 8, 31, 32, to them who believed in him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you will know the truth. Knowledge is not enough. Truth is an end. Wisdom is an end. It's not the surface. It transcends your head. Thou desire truth from the inward part. You see, the seat of truth is inward. It is the knowledge that has settled in your subconscious that becomes the truth. It is the one that controls your life. May God begin to expand the things we are hearing. Amen. So that it becomes a tool in our lives. Amen. So that it brings us the right kind of freedom. The freedom that heaven desires over us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, I'd like for us to look at the kingdom again. You see, the kingdom is such a commonly used word. And this is what I've discovered about the church today. Most of the word we use so often, we do not know in reality. Most of the words that we seem to be acquainted with, we do not have practical experience of what they actually mean. And so over and again, there will be a need for the Spirit of the Lord to keep opening them to us. Because there are so many things we are familiar with that we do not even know. And some of them, because of the common use, have become distorted. They become distorted. That the real meaning eludes us. Because of the way they've been used. For example, the word church has taken years of common use that the real meaning is almost eluding us. It's almost eluding us. So you see a brother who said, I'm starting a church. And you see, what he's saying exactly is that I'm starting to meet with people on Sunday morning. The one that meets in the evening is not a church. It's fellowship. So you see distortions. So, peradventure, we stop meeting on Sunday, here, morning. We have stopped church. We are now fellowship. The other guy that meets in the... Now, so I told one of my friends, I said, you are not doing church, Abi. But your brother that is in Dubai that meets only on Friday is doing church. Explain. They are giving you tithe. You are not doing church. You are doing fellowship. So there is so much of common use of language. Oh my God. And language is so powerful. And that's why one of the languages of the Spirit is sounds. That you said something that you noticed that the Lord is reviving sound. Every move of God comes with sound. Every dispensation comes with sound. And speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs. There is a language in music. There is a language in songs. That's why it's not every song that turns me. There is a song for party. There is a song for worship. I know the kind of people to bring to church. The set of people to take to parties. Because if you take the ones for party to church, you are going to cause confusion. If you bring the ones for church to party, the children will sleep. As language is so powerful, the kingdom has an expression with language. So powerful. Song is a reality of language in the kingdom. Oh, if you look at the most powerful nations today, even though sometimes I laugh, I was somewhere, and whenever I travel out, I don't dress like this. I go as Yoruba man. I wear my full cap. I wear my full regalia. So I was in one city called Santorini. And they said, who are you from Africa? I said, yes. Omo Yoruba ni mi. They said, we can't understand that. I said, that's my language. I said, you see, the English I speak is a mark of slavery that came upon my fathers. My original designation is Yoruba. It's unfortunate in this country. Let me tell you something. One of the greatest expressions of the kingdom is language. That's why even after they said they are not colonizing us again, they leave marks upon us. And it has intruded upon our mentality. Today, If a man speaks English very well, he's very intelligent. It's so bad that if you speak Yoruba wrongly, nobody knows. In fact, you are more intelligent if your Yoruba is not clear. I met my boy. I said, "Hey, Mumbai is a in Boda Milo. Oh, oh, where they do any?" He said, "Mugbo." I said, "Are you okay?" That's not what he said. How will you live under my roof and you don't have an identity? It determines their point at their times appointed. It determines the boundaries of their dwelling. That was what the Spirit led Paul to speak on Mars Hill. I didn't write an application to be a Yoruba man. It is a designation of the Spirit. That's the best place and the best avenue, the right of all atmosphere for me to express the God in me. And you can't stop me from speaking Yoruba. I was preaching in Ikere for the Anglican Church in a crusade. And I preach in Yoruba. The venerable say, "Ah, Pastor, yo, eruiba mi o, mi o mo kwe go Yoruba ito yi. Ah, tin bagbo ilana yen ti mo ti kuro lori ona. Mo ti kuro loju ona, mo ti kuro nu lana. Tin ba ti le fi ede abinibi mi sese iranse, ah, call me, won pe mi." And you see, that is, it's a serious matter I'm addressing. It's so serious that some of you think revelation is in command of English. Revelation of the Spirit. And let me quickly inform you that God does not speak English. So some of you are confused just because of translation. And you will call it revelation. You don't say, "This one is eternal life, this one is everlasting life." Your problem is just language. It's your problem. It's language. If you go back to Yoruba and use your Yoruba Bible, you won't preach a revelation along that line. May the Lord open your understanding. Language is so powerful. One of the biggest. You know why China is not as big as Britain today? It's because China couldn't do colonization. Even though they were not colonized. The best that happened was the Opium War. That just gave them entrance into their market. They were not colonized. And when China went to learn technology in the West, they came back. Oh my God. China came back to their country. They translated physics. A book in physics was translated to Ching Ching Chong. So, oh my God. So when a teacher is coming to classroom to teach physics in China, he won't tell you the law of autodynamics. He will tell you Chongen Gongalan Queen. So that if you need to get what they know, it will be transported with the right vehicle. The reason why some of you have a detest of chemistry is because of the way it was communicated. Some of us, you go to school to get certificate, not to acquire knowledge. Let me tell you something. There is a difference between learning and acquiring knowledge. Most people in Nigeria go to school to get a certificate. Not to learn. Learning brings you knowledge. Not knowledge will sit. I was going to interview a student of accounting. They employed me those days that hunger won't fire me when I was doing ministry. I quickly became a consultant. I became a consultant. I used to help people to recruit because they see that I speak well and I'm intelligent. And I proved I could. And I was, one of my clients was Sweet Sensation. In fact, the day I told them I want to recruit for them, the woman was so happy. Is that because you also use discernment? Some of you have used your gift anyhow. So there is no value on your gift. You can speak in tongue like me if you can.
And I was interviewing an accounting student, and I was saying, just explain cash flow. He doesn't know. He's a graduate, fresh graduate. Yes. Say, sir. You know, when, I said, don't worry, don't talk. I know when you don't know. I will help you with another question. I know when you are struggling. When you know, you don't struggle. You just explain. Language is so powerful. And hear me, the language of the Spirit is different from your language. There is a system of conversion of the things you hear in the Spirit that makes you to be able to communicate it in the English. But there is a template in the Spirit where we all communicate. And that's why I love the fact that He even gave us a language that we don't understand to bring us unity. To bring us unity. Because if it's on the prowess and ability of the user, one of the troubles I had when I was called to preach was my use of English. I said, Oga, I know to have English. Moses said he was a stammerer. Me, I said, I don't think I'm fluent enough. And the Lord said, go anyhow. I won't give you an interpreter like Moses. And one big expression of the kingdom is language. It gives a hold. May God begin to give you sound. May you become acquainted with the sound of the Spirit. Psalm 89. Blessed are they that know the joyful sound, that knows the teruah. They will walk all day in the light. It is sound before light. And that's the order of this present age. It was God spoke first, and then there was light. And may you know how to communicate in the Spirit. May you know how to perceive. May you know how to hear. May you know how to hear. Hearing hears. Seeing eyes belongs to Him. May He give you ears that hear. He that has an ear, let him hear. May the language of the Spirit begin to dawn on us more and more, so that our hearts will be unified. You see, you can forever and never, you will keep seeing Great Britain in Nigeria. Because we are striving to improve it every day. And yet, every 1st of October, we celebrate our independence. And we are more and more dependent. If I wear an agbada to preach to you now, you may not really accept me. The king say, "Se pati loru kunwari." Because agbada is not every day. The colonial masters are still with us. They left their strength on us, and they will keep infiltrating our systems. Because each time we want to advance our course, we have to go and get latest editions of their English. So we upgrade. And that gives us validation. Some of you now, you are ashamed to speak your dialect. Out of 6 of us in my home, I'm the only one that speaks Ekiti fluently. They say, I have to be very deliberate about creation. That is, creation is not a mistake. Your life starts by understanding that you didn't send yourself here. And that you must not be lost in group thinking. Identities are thoroughly eroded. Where you get an identity crisis from is group thinking. What everybody is doing. Oh, but if you really want to challenge me to speak English these days, I will floor you. Because my heart is open to knowledge. But my root is intact. Oh, to oba wale ma file oye. My root is very intact. I am very formidable with my root. Because God didn't make a mistake of sending me there. Powerful nations find expressions wherever they go. And God wants to find expression in the earth. That's where I'm going. The first thing is that we must have His language. It's a major identity of the kingdom. That's why He's projecting and looking at when we come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of what? Of the Son. The unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. That's the final place we're going. Alright? Glory to God. So, back to kingdom. What then is the kingdom? We saw the advent of the kingdom from the scripture when Jesus came. He began to describe his purpose. And his purpose became clear to us that he was coming to describe the kingdom to the extent that the religious sect of his day became very inquisitive. And one day, one of those who were very knowledgeable among them, you remember, what's his name? Nicodemus, a teacher who understands very well, but began to see this man describe something that is a little bit different. But as he was describing it, there were very serious expressions that validated it. There was power and there was glory. And this is the order. Whenever you see the kingdom, you must see power and you must see glory. It is always kingdom, power, glory. Say with me, kingdom, power, and glory. And so Nicodemus had to approach him. And Nicodemus said, please, can you give me that that portion of the scripture, because I quickly have to reference it. I think that is John chapter number 3. So Nicodemus approached him and asked a question. Quickly. My time is limited, so please give me. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Jesus knew his intention of coming. He knew that this man was inquisitive about certain expression that he was beginning to see, but he couldn't decipher. And he knew that what this man was encountering was kingdom. And let me read verse 2 again. Verse 2. Said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Not we know. For no man can do these things except that thou dost. Except God be with him. Where is the question in this? The question was in his heart. He knew that this man was coming with a heart that was inquisitive. And Jesus quickly approached the issue. The issue that bothers this man that brought him was about the kingdom. And the first thing Jesus brought to bear was what should be important to us all. The answer, verse 3. Media, please, verse 3 quickly. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I won't pick the word born again because it will take the whole of my time. I have just like 30 minutes more left. He said, except a man be born again. Now, listen to me. Don't forget, because I have decided to always visit the word born again. He was not speaking to a man that was alien to God. The born again issue was not an issue for those who are alien to God. And he was equally a teacher. And in the class of the Jew, Nicodemus was in the covenant. In fact, the fact that he was hungry shows that it's a class of a Jew that follows the move of God. And the fact that he didn't come with the populace, because when he came, he said, we know. He didn't follow group thinking. He now came back to a personal decision. We know you are a teacher sent from God. For no man can do these miracles. You know, I told you, whenever the kingdom comes, it expresses power and it expresses glory. So I'm trying to get you inclusive. This born again idea of Jesus was not just for those who didn't know God at all. So Jesus said, what? Except a man be born again, he cannot see. So what the born again thing does is to help perception. What Jesus was simply saying is, see, this thing you are trying to investigate, you can't have a correct sight except you are born again. There must be a paradigm shift. There is a lens with which you must see that you don't have now. It's not with a religious lens. Then he took it a little further. He said, except the man be born of the waters and of the spirit. Then he now said, he cannot. So that's why I said, if you wave your hand and say, I'm now born again. It's just a shift. The process is bigger than saying, I am now born again. And that's why I said yesterday that I don't believe anymore in you saying I gave my life to Christ 2007. Because if we begin to peruse your CV, we could discover that some of the things you put down then has been totally withdrawn. If we begin to take stock of transactions that occurred, because this is what the enemy really wants to do. He wants you to feel that your commitment to God is a one-time decision. That when I just say, I'm giving my life to you, he's talking on you. And he doesn't have a choice anymore. I am born, at least I'm born again. So some people now told us, once saved, he's saved forever. And I asked them, when was he saved? Because as far as I know from the scripture, salvation is an ongoing experience. So even Jesus gave a recommendation. He said, if any man will be my disciple, he said, he will have to deny himself. Somewhere in John 9, right? He said he will have to deny himself, take up his cross daily. Oh, so if you are doing this, you are following him. If you are not doing this, you met him on the way and you left him to go. And what you wanted to do is to try to hook him by saying, I remember that day, it was a Sunday evening, it was prophet Orishaje for that preached. I came out, I was crying. And when I cried, joy filled my soul. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. He said, well, I'm stuck with you now. Even if I live my life, I'm stuck. You have to remember me on the day the trumpet sound, I gave my life to you. But the question he will ask you, I don't know you. Because knowing me is a journey. The expression of the kingdom kingdom. So the first thing I'm trying to emphasize here is that the kingdom expression in the earth comes through perception. See the kingdom. See the kingdom. See the kingdom. Understand the kingdom. And why was he telling Nicodemus he needed to understand the kingdom? Because the kingdom Nicodemus was used to was different from what Jesus was coming to establish. So you need to see this one. This one is the kingdom of heaven. What are the differences? The first difference between that which Nicodemus was used to and the one Jesus was coming to express was the fact that that kingdom that Nicodemus was used to was as geographical description. It has political power that is physically constituted. The first thing I said is what? It has geographical description. It has political power that is constituted by humans. Should I say one more? It has a covenant. That was based on nationality. Not practical human decision. You see, if you were just born in Israel, you are stuck on God. Once you are born and circumcised and the rights of that nationality is on you, you are in covenant. So Jesus was telling him the difference between then and now. He said, this time around, it's except a man. Ignoring his nationality. So they've been so accustomed to the national covenant that they didn't know there was a new thing God was doing in the earth that will make the whole earth experience God. It's going to be individual covenant. The nation of covenant now will be a man. Not a geography. That's the kind of kingdom he's coming to establish. So he quickly began to interact with Nicodemus. I said, it is now except a man. Not even a tribe. It's a man. So Jesus, you see him on every basis of his teaching, addressing individual. If any man will follow me, it doesn't matter his cadre of experience in any religion. Whether he's been a teacher of the law, whether he's a priest, if any man. So this, there's a shift. There's a shift from a national covenant to individual covenant. It's going to be different. The kingdom is no longer displayed on the basis of geography. The kingdom, he said in Luke 17, the kingdom is within you. The kingdom will now no longer be a political constituted government. It's going to be a government that is invisible and invisible. There will be a new level of administration in the earth, and it will raise trustees by personal covenant. In case you don't know, you are trustees in a superior administration in the head today. You are trustees. There are certain things that when God wants to do in Akure, he cannot do except you know that he wants to do it. You didn't get what I'm saying? There is an administration. There is an administration. In every sect of human organization, heaven has a constituted administration, and that is being done and administered by trustees. And these trustees are the people he's in covenant with. That's why someone like me can go into politics. You don't understand. Some of you say politics is dangerous. Even church, your church, go to PFN. It's deep. It's more serious than APC. I don't know why you're saying this terrain. I have seen church. I have seen church where somebody puts charm on the seat for another person. Pastor to pastor. What are you talking? Me. Sometimes I feel safer in APC. You don't know what I'm talking about. So the administration of God's kingdom is not about your church setting. That there is a shift. God's focus is kingdom. And he's going to infiltrate every sector, including religion. That's why I don't tell people to leave Sele when they get saved. I have sons in Sele and Cherubim and Seraphim. God will infiltrate every system. In the book of Revelation, he said, I know you, that you dwell exactly where Satan himself is. Yeah, whatever quarters he puts you, there is a grace that covers you. So when I see my friends who say, you are in the world. Mama, I was speaking with Mama Adeboye. She said she lived and grew up as a jolly fellow full of love and does not know enemies exist anywhere because she lived in an atmosphere of, he said, there was love everywhere. And when they say any cancer, senior cancer, she doesn't believe in all that until he came to church. She came to church. She said it with her mouth. Not that I saw her on television. I was sitting next to her. He said, until I came to church, that was when I knew that Ogun wa ni aye. So if you think you are in a safe zone, you better open your eyes. Jesus had 12. Satan had one out of them. And Satan entered into Judas. Hey, what are you talking about? You have 72,000 people congregating all over the nation. Jesus had 12. Satan plucked one. In every phase of human sector, there is a battle. There is a serious contest between darkness and light. So we need to understand that the kingdom is designed to infiltrate the systems that exist here. And the way God is going to do that, now, the reason why you are in covenant with God is for the expression of his kingdom. Am I communicating at all? Can I teach a little more? I have like 20 minutes more. Let me still explore this one because I can still come for a session. And if I miss it, if I miss anything, the sword of other great men will cut it. You see, you are just a man. There is a fish that God gives you to say. You can't say everything. Most times, the things I thought to say, I won't say them. Then, when I get back, the things I never thought to say, I'll say, where did you get this from? That's why I'm a prophet. A prophet is not a title. So you don't need to say prophet are you. They didn't know who Jesus was till he died. And he fulfilled his purpose. One day he called even his disciples. Who do men say I am? We're going to Lisoro. Then Peter said, thou art Christ, son of. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. It's not common knowledge. You see, I'm doing my thing. If you like, say it is apostle, prophet, doctor, it's your business. And the assignments of a prophet has been so bastardized that some of us are ashamed to be called prophets by title, but by office, we are not ashamed. The assignment of a prophet is not to give you secret information. No, that's not the assignment of a prophet. or to tell you something that you know. You know what it means for me to tell you what you know? I want to prove a point. You are wearing a white underwear. They say, hey, prophet speak. You ate amala yesterday. Oh, prophet speak. Your phone number is 08034567. Prophet speak now. You are just being bamboozled in your mind. That's not prophet. A prophet has a sole assignment of helping you to find the will of God. Not to find information. You are looking for more information. Go to directories. So, they have used abacadabra. So you reduce the ministry of a prophet. The ministry of a prophet brings the will of God to you. Those days, when the prophet enters your house, you find a path to God. And purpose, not rasmatas. Should I need to tell you your phone number that you know? For what? To prove a point. Do you think God is that? You think God is? It doesn't really have anything to do. There are serious issues to deal with. If by now you don't know that He knows your name, then well, I don't know. There are times He can give us information to call your attention to Himself, but that's not all He will do. If at the end of the day you have had a conversation, you are not secured in the will of God, then you didn't meet a prophet. You actually met a diviner. Let me speak a little more about the kingdom in the next 10, 15 minutes so we can pray. Now, you must understand this. In order for us to begin to assess what we call riches and the glory, you must understand, you must perceive, and that's why I've been trying to describe the kingdom. You must perceive the kingdom first. Then you must have to approach. Oh, this is important. Please don't forget this. If this is all I say before I go. You must have an approach. An approach that God must help you to attain is to approach the kingdom with a sense of value. This is the kingdom. Let me use the parable of Jesus. Matthew chapter number 13. I think I would like to stop here. Then in the evening, I will continue. Matthew chapter number 13. Give me verse 44. What did I call it? Sense of. You see, by the time you find the kingdom, the value must be rated above every other thing. That's the person that really found the kingdom. Because that will make you ask yourself if you have truly found the kingdom. How I know a man has found the kingdom is a sense of value. Oh, that is deliverance. That's a real deliverance that happens to a man. When Obarobahalia Kosia Bahaja. Now the Lord is saying to me, man, that He's bringing you a season of reward, 2022. God wants to cushion some stress in 2022. God wants to cushion some stress in 2022. I'm not talking about answer to prayer. I'm not talking about, oh God, do it. I'm talking about God coming and hoping some ventilation of favor. I want you to thank God ahead because this is what God will do. Because some things that you have hoped to see, because you are asking questions, because you are saying there are people who have not served God like me, because you are asking some questions now, and the Lord is not moved at your question. He just moved at a set time. He's moved at a set time. For thou wouldest arise and have mercy on Zion, for the set time has come. Thou wouldest arise And have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her. I see ventilations of favor open. I see things you didn't ask for coming. I see compensation. I hear a season of reward. I hear it again, a season of reward. The Lord said, I should tell you this to comfort your heart. He said, comfort her heart. He said, your fears will not come upon you. He said, I won't leave you stranded. He said, I will arise for you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, I was talking about if you have found kingdom, this is one thing that is significant for you to know you have found kingdom. The value of what you found will swallow up every other value. Oh, some of us have found kingdom. We are still envious of the world. You have not found it really. So Jesus was describing something in this parable. And it's important. And I can use so many scriptures. It's just my time. I can use so many scriptures to describe this to you. And we must strive for God to help us to understand what we have found. You know, some of us backslided once, twice after we got saved. Why? Because the first time I got born again. Say, I give my life to you, Jesus. You know why? That day, the boy that was preaching said, one Antichrist is coming. If you don't quickly, he said he will come in the next few years. If you don't, he will be cutting people's finger. Ah. He said they will be putting mark on people's head. They can cut your tongue. If you, eh? I said, when I got saved and I saw that one day I now went for a wedding party. My cousin's wedding party. They now said we should serve beer. Ah. I said, imagine serve beer. Oh man, who me loju kupo. I said, serve the auga. I said, no, I'm born again. Then when I saw, I looked at him, I said, Lord, let me help them to serve. At least it means to serve. So when I take it to serve, because my cousins already knew that I was born again, I'll go back to the back of the truck and quickly drink one guda. By the time I had returned like 9 times, I started missing my step. So, and because I was not too taught to even know the kingdom, when I got back into the car, I couldn't do anything. I said, Jesus, me am going to be born again. I'm going to be born again. I'm going to be born again. I'm going to be born again. So, when my friends found me back in their party, they said, hey, I remember I came to one party in Futaye. I'm going, hey! Because there was no reality. There is a kingdom revelation you get that makes you see a value that is greater. That's where you must get to. That's salvation. That's where I will end my morning session. So Jesus said again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure. Stay with me, a treasure. A treasure hid. And see, it is not what everybody finds. It takes a personal revelation to find the kingdom of heaven. That's why you see some people and you think they are mad. That's why you see me. God sent me to governors, and I don't see them as anything. When I invited Chivolugu Shagobasijo for my book launch, about 2 years after I left the presidency, he came there and said, "Bin badi de ogbeni yo ni bere wo lowo yin o ki bere wo lowo enikan kan bo se wa yen." He said, I will do all this thing. I won't talk about your money. Why? Because I have seen something in God that when I see you, whatever you carry is, I beg, go and sit down. That's what, even with men, even men of God, you don't move me. I've seen the God of the men. You don't move me. I can appreciate what God used you to say. But when it comes to, you now want to talk about other things. Somebody invited me, said, we are not plenty in our church. I said, the better. I said, I like places where I can see people's face. Complete. And I can make friends. Not places where I stay in the room. And I'm lost in the crowd. I've been to places where I'm lost in the crowd and I'm not comfortable. I don't see this congregation different from the one that has 1,000 people. Yes, sir. My sense of value has been touched. Yes. Some things don't move me. Somebody came, he said, the Lord said I should come and see you, sir. I said, okay, yeah, you're welcome, sit down. He said, he asked me to be financial partner, your financial partner. I said, oh, praise God, oh, praise God, oh, praise God. You'll be our financial partner, that's great. Bless you. This is my phone number. He said, also account number. I said, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I gave account number. Before she got home, she sent me money. Ah, I said, financial partner, let me into the... Then almost every week, I started seeing sending money. But the Lord said to me, don't commit yourself. So she will call. I would have missed all her call. 2 days. Then she calls my mom and says, now when she's the, the down loan, Buddha. I said, am I being again? That one, hello, ma. God bless you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Anything? He said, no. I just want you to know the Lord told me that... we'll be doing some great project with you. Mumo, we're running. Have a water on me. So I kept it down. Then one day she stopped calling. And the Lord said, let it be. She's not your financial partner. She's another partner. So let it be. I'm not missing your money. People I don't know from nowhere comes to me first time. I didn't minister to them. They give me money that I can't account for. So, I'm so attached to God. So when you are gone after giving, I only must be human to respect you and greet you. I know sense. Because if you miss the voice that took you to the brook, you'll be stranded at the brook. If you think it's the brook that's the hinting, and the ravens that feed at the brook are the hidden thing, then the brook will dry someday. And you'll be looking for the voice to tell you something again. But if at the brook, you are enjoying the voice, you will know where next to go. So again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field. And the field, the which when a man, you know sometimes when I'm reading King James English, it doesn't tally with my sense of English. So I want to be sure. Again, two car. The wish. If it was me that speaks this now, and it's not Bible, they say, my own table, dear. Idea is neat. The wish when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy. You see, kingdom. The revelation of the kingdom gives you ultimate joy. That joy is called the joy of transaction. Oh, when that joy hits you, you will trade your whole life for something else. You don't get what I'm saying. That joy is what takes you to Isaiah, what the scripture described in Isaiah 57, when he said you'll be joyful in his house of prayer. That joy, you won't be begging to pray. You won't be putting your leg in a bucket. When you get the revelation of prayer, you will just be lost. You won't be looking at time. Are you listening to me? Sometimes some of you say, I came back here. I prayed for 7 hours. Prayer is not what you boast about. Prayer is bonding. Bonding. It's just like I should come here now and tell you how I used to do with my wife on my bed. It's desecration. It's desecration. Because the best of you, when you look at me, self, you say, prophet cannot even touch a woman. The way you look at me, so I should allow you to see me there. So the same way, when you see me, you should think I can't even pray. Because it's my business with my father. It's these days that people come and they talk about what they do in bed with God. And they boast about it. So Jesus said, the order of prayer in the New Testament is you must enter your closet. It's not the room that it calls closet. If it is a room, it won't go to the Mount of Olives. It won't withdraw to places. It won't take his disciples with him at Gethsemane. When he was talking about your closet, he was talking about there must be a private place that is called a place of bonding. That's where prayer comes from. It's only religious sarcasm. Well, it's all right if we use that to encourage people. God told me one day while we were praying, and everybody was saying, he said, you see, Ayo, let me tell you something. Most of you guys that shout here and nod your head, you don't really talk to me when you are home. He said, most men that shout most in the public, they don't pray in the closet. There are some people, the only thing that gears them to pray is the presence of others. When they are left alone, but just your brother, come back, one first of all, I want to gymnastic, one way better, Lori, Lori, Shishi, tongue, yira, ka, baka, 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 I'm not saying you shouldn't pray as the Spirit moves you. But if it is to impress people, you have missed God. The kingdom of God is like a treasure. Say unto me, say to me, treasure that is hid. And when it was found, oh, if you find it, people will know you find something. Because when it was found, and for the joy, go ahead and sell it. It's a personal decision. You trade, sell it all that he has, and buy it the field. I must own it. This thing is so valuable. Everything I have cannot be compared to it. I must own it. That's the expression of finding kingdom. Get on your feet. If it is the joy of finding it that is making you pray, are you listening to me? Part of the trading, you just discover. When we found kingdom, I remember one day, and I'm not telling you to practice this. I remember one day, sir, opposite Ijako. I just finished reading Watchman Nee. And I cried all night. I didn't know what I was crying for. I was not married. I wasn't sending anybody to school. I was just crying. I just needed God. I didn't know how to express. I just carried my bag. I went to a woman that sells beside us and bought 3 candles. I went inside the bush and sat there for 3 days. It was when I returned that I said, "Sorry, I will quit you one day." Drove me to sell. I was trading off things. Things that used to appeal don't appeal anymore. Because I found a bigger value, a treasure. How does it appear to you? Somebody, I was telling one of my friends, I said, God is so addictive. When he shows you a side, he wants to see more. I became addicted to scripture. Half of the things I know, I've not preached them. I'm telling you. There were certain things that I knew for more than 10 years. I just started preaching now. Because I don't study to preach. I just found some treasure. I don't know what you found, but I found some treasure. I can put my whole life on it. The test of love is when you love not your life, or you can trade out your life for him. And he said, he that will save his life will lose it, but he that will lose it will find it. He will find it. There is a trade that happens to a man that finds it. Oh, higher baromalia kosia batania balas. Aya ya boramana halia kosia bata. Ora bani akosi balahatia na mahatia kora bata nasa. What you have found, but if it is kingdom, it carries value. There is a sense of 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 value. If truly you found the kingdom, there is a sense of value. There is a sense of value. Oh, it worth more than gold, more than silver. What more than all you have? If only you can trade all you have for it, then your life will be secure. Your life will be secure. Your life will be secure. There is a sense of value that makes you know it is rich. The more and to open your hearts the more and to show you the worth of what you have found. Amen and amen. As I pray because we're still coming back. Maybe don't worry, if you come back in the evening, maybe I can take out 20 minutes out of my time to minister to people personally. You know, when we grow in things, you grow to a point where you know God can use you to minister to people. And I know God can help us in the evening to minister to people, to confirm things, to trust God, to put his hand upon people for things to happen. And we'll do that because it was the miracles of Jesus that drew Nicodemus. And there will be validations of the word of the Lord over people's lives. The days of miracles are not over. If only your life you live by principles, then you miss God. When it will be, when it will not be ceteris paribus, when all things will not be, when the principles will seem not to be working, at that time you pull the hand of God. You see God in action. Amen and amen. I was told of a story of a man who, when he was dying, willed the Bible to his daughter and put the check, that put an authority letter and a check that will grant him access into all of his account. But the man was annoyed and said, of all the things this guy has, it's not just the Bible he gave me. Sometimes the treasure of the kingdom is it. May the Lord open your eyes. Lord, we thank you for us to become discerning, for these treasures to be open to us, so that when it is open to us, we are quickened, we are strengthened for transaction, to drop everything for you. Blessed be your name forever. We ask, oh God, that you help us more in the evening. Lord, that you will introduce to us the glory and the power of his kingdom. Thank you because you hear us always. For we have prayed in Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.